let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the halachas of Lashon Hara, evil speech. What is considered Lashon Hara? Rabbi says, one who says that fire is always available in the house of so-and-so. This is considered Lashon Hara because, as Rashi explains, the mashma ashuhu, this indicates that the subject is wealthy and they constantly use fire to cook food for their lavish meals. Abai disagrees and says that this alone is not considered Lashon Hara because the speaker did not intend to speak badly, but rather to inform others of the availability of fire. However, he says that fire is available only in the house of so-and-so where they constantly eat meat and fish. This is considered Lashon Hara because the speaker did intend to speak badly. A matter that is spoken about in front of the subject is not considered Lashon Hara. As Rashi explains, a matter that the subject spoke about in front of three people is not considered Lashon Hara because the subject knows that three people will eventually spread the word until it becomes known to all. There are several other explanations for Apir Tlasa, see Sefer Chofetz Chaim, which discusses this at length. One should not discuss excessively the good qualities of his friend, because this will bring him or others to also mention his faults. Seven averus are punished with leprosy: a lashon hara, evil speech; vashvichas dam, and murder; vashvur shav, swearing falsely; vagilai rais, forbidden relations; vagas aruah, haughtiness; valagezel, theft; valtsaras ayin, stinginess. And the Gemara cites psukim for each one. The Gemara proceeds with a three-week contradiction regarding the kapara for lashon hara. Rabbi Yechon here says a lashon hara no goyim boy. Leprosy atones for lashon hara. While Rabbanani Bar Sassan says me'il mechaper lashon hara. The me'il, one of the eight garments worn by the Kohen Gadol, atones for lashon hara because Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu yobedaber shebekol v'chaper al ma'aseh kol. The sounding of the me'il's bells atones for the sound of lashon hara. Or Rabbi Shmuel says, "Keteris mechaperes lashon hara." The burning of incense atones for lashon hara because the Makadosh Baruch Hu yovadaber shebechashay v'chapa ma'ischashay. The keteris that is brought in private atones for lashon hara that is spoken in private. And the Gemara reconciles as follows: Ihanu ma'isav asne goyim mala. If the lashon hara was effective and created a quarrel between the parties, only the goyim can accomplish kapar. However, iloyahani ma'isav. If the lashon hara was not effective, it depends. If the Lashon Hara was spoken in public, the Me'il that sounds publicly accomplishes Kapar. If the Lashon Hara was spoken in private, the Keteris that is brought privately accomplishes Kapar. Shuben Levi says, the Torah requires that a Mitzvah remain alone, isolated from all people. Because who hivdol ben ish l'ishto ben ish l'reyu? The Fikach Amritera Badad Yeshiv. The Mitzvah spoke Lashon Hara, which caused a rift between husband and wife, and between friends. Therefore, Midi Keneged Midi, he's treated in the same manner, and separated from all people. Pirud Ben Levi says, Manashtana Mitzvah Shomer Torah Yavi Shtei Tziparim L'Tarasa. Mitzvah must bring two birds in this purification process. Because Hu Oysa Maisa Patit, L'Fikach Amritari Yavi Karbon Patit. Since the Mitzvah spoke unnecessarily, he requires birds that chatter endlessly. The Gemara proceeds with the Mitzvah of Teichacha, that one is obligated to rebuke a fellow Jew who sinned. One who sees his friend commit a forbidden act is obligated to rebuke him, as the pasuk says. And if his friend ignored the teichacha, the mechich is obligated to rebuke him a second time, because the repeated word teichiach implies mekal makim. However, the mechich must rebuke him privately and may not embarrass him in public, because the pasuk concludes, do not sin in the process of teichacha. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes regarding ad heichen teichacha. To what degree one is obligated to rebuke his fellow Jew? Rav says, ad haka, until the transgressor physically attacks the mechich. And Shmuel says, ad klala, until the transgressor verbally curses the mechich. Yechonon says, ad nazifa, until the transgressor becomes angry with the mechich. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, in which Yehoinasan rebuked his father Shaul for accusing David HaMelech. And the pasuk then states, Rav derives adhaka from the word la'kaisa. Shmuel derives adkola from the words lavashlach ulavoshes erbasimecha. Rabbi Yechanan derives adnazifa from the words v'yicher avshal. And although the pasuk also mentions hakava klala, this is not required. Rather, agav chavevusi yisera da'ava beit leyohanesim b'david masu nafshei tfei. Yohanesim went beyond the required because of his devotion to David HaMelech. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding the halacha of shalei shan odim b'achsani shaloi. A guest shall not change his place of lodging because achsanai paigim and nifkim. This is degrading to both the host and the guest because it seems that they cannot tolerate each other. And this is derived from the pasuk of Avraham Avinu that states v'yelech lamasav elamakam ashahayu shemahali b'tchila. On his way back, Avraham Avinu stayed at the same place as he stayed on the way there. Fidum Rav says it's derived from the word ahalai, and therefore the halacha applies only to achsanya kavua, a permanent lodging. While Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says it's derived from the word v'yelech lamasav, and therefore the halacha applies even to achsanay dakrai, a temporary lodging. And the Gemara has a discussion whether the above applies even if the host abused the guest by hakah, or hafshalas kelev lachayrav, if the host physically beat his guest or threw out his belongings. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Adhechen Tachlis Yisroel. What's the minimum level of suffering that accomplishes atonement? And the Gemara lists several minor inconveniences, that the distress the person suffers is considered Yisroel. Kol she'argule beged lulbeish ve'id miskabel lov, one orders a custom tailored garment and it does not fit properly. Afol niskabnu limzig b'chamen mazgule b'tzainen, b'tzainen mazgule b'chamen. Even he wanted his wine mixed with hot water and instead it was mixed with cold water or vice versa. Mabarei Dravina says afol nepach lichaluka, even if he mistakenly put on his garment inside out, because he needs to take it off and put it back on. Rava says afol ha'ishin yodi likis litol sholish v'olub yodishtayim, even if he wanted to remove 3 coins from his pouch but came up with only 2 coins, because he needs to put his hands into his pouch again. However, vice versa, shtayim v'olub yodishtayim loy deleket tercha l'mishtayu, if he wanted to remove 2 coins but came up with 3 coins, this is not considered yisturim because he can throw away the extra coin without any effort. The Gemara explains that Yisurin is beneficial, as the Beir Bishmol says, Kol she'avar lav 40 yom below Yisurin ki below lamay. A person who did not experience Yisurin for 40 days is considered having received his portion in Oil Mabah. But Merav Amri, Paranus Mizdamenus, a person who did not experience Yisurin for 40 days is due to receive punishment. The Gemara concludes with a machlekes of Yehudin Nasiv Rabbanan and the following pasuk in Tehillim, Zed der deshav mevakshe v'necha Yaakov Selah. One says, Der lefi Paranus, the generation reflects its leaders. While the other says, Parnas lefi Dairi, the leaders reflect the generation. As the Gemara explains, this applies to Tukfa v'nichusa, to cause anger or to appease Hashem. Hanloch Perak Yesh Ba'erachin, Rav Barakshim completed the 3rd Perak Masechtas Erachin, and begin the 4th Perak Hesig Yad, the next share Be'ezus Hashem.